You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2010, the 17th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in San Francisco, California, from February 16th through February 19th, 2010.
I presented data from a trial that was done at the Tuberculosis Research Center, which is in Chennai in South India. And this trial was a randomized clinical trial to look at the efficacy of two different regimens to prevent TB in HIV-infected persons. And as Dr. Kaur just mentioned, TB is one of the biggest killers of HIV-infected people in India and other TB endemic countries. So preventive therapy for TB would go a long way in reducing both morbidity and mortality. However, though many trials have been done in the past, the issues have always been with programs taking up this as policy. And the Indian government felt that we needed to generate data in our own country and really look at the optimal duration of drugs that you need to give to prevent TB when you're living in a TB endemic country. So in our study, we looked at a six-month regimen where we gave two drugs, ethambutol and INH, isoniazid, daily. And the other regimen was 3 years of isoniazid daily, and this was in lieu of a continuous or a lifelong regimen. So we had a cutoff of 3 years for this. Patients were screened initially for TB thoroughly and were only admitted to this study if they did not have active TB. And then they were followed very closely over a period of 3 years. And the outcome measures were the development of TB as a primary outcome measure and death. And we also wanted to look at the efficacy in those who were skin test positive versus those who were skin test negative for TB, indicating latent infection and at different levels of CD4 count. In short, what we found really was that at the end of 3 years, the TB rates in both the regimens were very low compared to baseline historical data that we have. So because we did not have a placebo arm in our trial for ethical reasons. So we had a baseline rate of 7 per 100 person years in a study done earlier at our center. And in this study, we found rates ranging between 1.5 and 2.5 per 100 person years. So both regimens did well in preventing TB. There was no significant difference between the six-month or the continuous three-year isoniazid. They were both very safe. We had very low incidence of adverse events. And the deaths were also occurred equally in both arms and occurred mostly in patients at very low CD4 counts because this trial was started in the era prior to availability of free antiretroviral treatment. So for the first 3 or 4 years of the study, there was no ART available and patients died. But after that, as ART became available, patients were started as they became eligible. Now, our results have policy implications for countries like India that want to implement preventive therapy for TB, for HIV-infected persons, because we've shown that 6 months of two drugs was very safe and was as effective as continuous therapy. Obviously, easier to do, would probably have higher acceptability and adherence by patients, and at very low levels of adverse events and toxicity. So I think the challenges really now are to take this from a clinical randomized trial setting and really implement it in a programmatic setting and do some operational research around that.
Standard therapy in the U.S. for patients with latent TB infection for prophylaxis is 6 months of INH. I was wondering why you were studying INH plus ethambutol and a 36-month regimen of INH. Is it a question of resistance, or why were you choosing to look at those more enhanced regimens for prophylaxis?
Yeah, so one of the hypotheses was that if you're living in a TB endemic country, so the situation in the U.S. is a little different, you're not exposed to TB in the environment as much as you would be in the endemic countries, that 6 months perhaps was not enough and that you might need continuous lifelong prophylaxis, something like cotrimoxazole. Maybe you just have to take it forever to have the protection. So that's why it was important for us to compare. The 3 year was really in lieu of a lifelong regimen. So do people really need to be on it all the time to protect, or is 6 months good enough? And the reason we selected ethambutol was about 15 to 20% of people who develop TB in India have INH resistance at baseline. And in many countries, INH resistance varies between 10 and 20%. And so we thought the second drug might help to deal with those organisms that are resistant to isoniazid. And we chose ethambutol because it's quite safe, it's cheap, it's widely available, and we did not want to use rifampicin for prophylaxis because we want to reserve rifampicin for the treatment of patients who actually develop TB. So that was the thinking behind this. So in the same session, there was another paper that was from the CDC, the BATUSA trial that was done in Botswana, where they looked at the same thing, but they looked at 6 months of INH alone versus 36 months of INH. And in that population, they actually found that 36 months of INH conferred extra additional benefit compared to 6 months. So among patients who were tuberculin skin test positive, the continuous INH arm was 92% more effective than the six-month arm in the subgroup of patients who were TST positive. We did not observe that difference. We're not exactly sure why, you know, the reason for the different findings in these two trials, which had very similar design and very similar kind of follow-up. And possibly one aspect is the TB epidemiology and transmission rates in the community. The other difference, of course, is that we use two drugs for 6 months while they use just the INH alone. So perhaps that made the difference.
Dr. Kara, I was wondering if you could actually comment on the two studies on TB prophylaxis, if there are any implications for treatment in the U.S., a non-endemic country. Have these longer regimens been studied in the U.S., and is it likely to apply?
I'm not an infectious diseases specialist, so my answer will be a little limited by that. My understanding is the longer regimens haven't been well investigated in a resource-rich setting like the U.S., and TB not being an endemic disease, most TB in a resource-rich country like the US is a reactivation of TB that the patient already has rather than recently acquired TB from the community. So that argues against longer prevention, but that doesn't mean that it might not work. I don't believe those studies have been done.
I think the longest regimen that's been tried in the resource-rich settings is up to 12 months of isoniazid. And it's just marginally better than 6 months. So that's why the 6 month is a standard course of treatment.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from CROI 2010. For more coverage of this conference, please visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2010.